I'm Bob Hall with Democracy North Carolina, and this is an excerpt from a conference call on March 13, 2017, with Kim Strack, Executive Director of the State Board of Elections, and seven voters who were accused by Republican officials of voter fraud, of voting in two different states in the November 2016 election. We'll begin with Joseph Golden of Brunswick County.
Well, like the third week of November, I got a call from Sarah Knotts from the Brunswick County Election Board. And she said that there had been a protest filed and that I would be, the accusation had been made that I had voted two times, that I'd voted in Maryland and also voted in the election here in Brunswick County. And, she, you know, of course, I was pretty upset by that. And I said, well, what's going on? She said, well, I've already reached out to Montgomery County, Maryland, where you lived. I just moved here at the end of April of 2016. She said, I've already reached out to them. They have no record of you voting there, so I wouldn't worry about it. The reason I called is just to let you know this because you might see some of this type of stuff in the press. Well, I thought most of it would be taken care of then because one phone call, and it was easy to confirm that I hadn't done this. And lo and behold, a week later, I got three local papers with my name on the front page. So that was interesting, brand new in a community.
Welcome.
But, you know, so I was accused of this, and then finally, I wrote a letter to the editor of the Pilot. A friend of mine, friends of mine wrote letters to the editor of the Pilot, and finally, I guess Mr. Aquavino, who was the person who actually submitted the protest, what he did is he showed up in court and withdrew it because he had contended that I voted on the 17th of October and early voting wasn't even open in Montgomery County to the 27th of October. So pretty unlikely that I was able to vote. Since I was here in North Carolina, I was able to drive home and vote 10 days before the polls were open.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how the whole thing
feel?
Went down. Well, you know, it's different. Of course, I felt like I was frustrated because somebody's accusing me of something that I would never do. And the other thing is, you know, it showed up on the front of three different newspapers, and I'm only 8 months in this community. So there was some things on social media I saw, and some guy said, you know, there's a cheater amongst us, and it's not, people would walk up to me and go, oh, you're that guy. Well, you know, when you're new to a community, being pointed at and saying, you know, you're that guy is, you know, not the way you like to start things out.
Now we'll hear from Robert Chadwick of Wake County.
I'm a news buff, so I look at a lot of the news, and I see that this type of thing has happened throughout the country, but this is just one of those things that I never would have thought would happen to me. And when you explain that I have voted twice, just recently moved here in Raleigh, April will be a year, and I know for a fact that I only voted once. I moved here from Norfolk, Virginia, where I'm from. I knew I hadn't voted at home. And what really, really shocked me is that after I got the phone call from you, Bob, and read your letter, and I looked and I seen that this was real, it kind of shocked me because on the side of my refrigerator, I have my sticker from my early voting, and I stood on the side of my refrigerator. And I said, now, this is the time when I made sure I voted early. I did, because of my travel and my work schedule, I made sure that I got to the polls and did what I was supposed to do. And it was just a total shock and a frustration. And actually, it was a little bit of hurt because I'm like, someone just randomly just going to pull my name out of a hat and say that this guy cheated.
Uh-huh.
And it really hurt me because I was like, I'm going to play by the rules, especially when it comes to the politics of the United States. But when it was all said and done, and I realized that this whole situation was real, it really kind of hit home because, like the previous gentleman, I recently relocated here to Raleigh. I love this area. I like Wake County, and just to randomly have my name picked as a cheater, it really bothered me. And since I got your information, and Bob, you have been keeping in contact with me to let me know that this call was coming about and everything, I switched some things around because I wanted my voice to be heard. And I just wanted, you know, the powers that be and the people that can make a difference and a change in this situation to understand that whatever needs to be done to stop this in the future, I think now is the time to let's push this button and make that happen. Because based on the list of people that I've heard on the phone since I've got on and the list that I read, I think we all, I don't know anybody personally, but I think we all are pretty honest people. I feel that we're all pretty honest people. It's just to be randomly picked as a cheater, that really kind of hits home.
Next is Carol Turner of Moore County.
I voted the primary in Anne Arundel County, Maryland. And before I left Anne Arundel County, I happened to live with my son and daughter-in-law. My son is career military. So I move a lot over the last 3 years since I retired to live with them and take care of their child. I have to go wherever the military sends him. And so this is gonna be my voting life probably for the rest of my life. And I'm very concerned, very angry that I got put on a list when I did so many things to prevent this whole thing from happening. Before I left Anne Arundel County, I called the registrar and said, guys, I'm moving to Moore County. I voted the primary here, but I will vote the general election in North Carolina. Moved to North Carolina last June. Ran down to the DMV to get my North Carolina driver's license and registered to vote. And did all that preliminary work to let them know where I would be voting in the general election. We come to general election time, and I have a I usually get an absentee ballot because I never know where I'm going to be and if I'm going to have the freedom to leave where I am. So I get an absentee, that we get toward the general election, and I get a ballot from Anne Arundel County. I call them up, and I say, I'm looking at this ballot. Why did you send it to me? And I said, you know, I don't live there anymore. I'm in North Carolina. And I said to them, do you want me to shred it, or do you want me to send it back to you? And they said, send it back to us with a letter. I included in that envelope when I sent them back the ballot, the same letter that I had sent to them before I left Anne Arundel County. And I said to them, please verify when you get this back because I want to know that it's in your possession. So about 3 weeks later, I get a call and from a gal at Anne Arundel County Registrar's Office, and she said, we have your ballot. We're getting rid of it. I also looked up your records, and yes, we have all this information that you were leaving. Sorry, Mrs. Turner. Everything should be fine now. Then I get my ballot here. I fill out my ballot, send it in, and within a few weeks of the election, I get a call from a lady from the Moore County Election Board, and she says, your name has been brought up as potentially voting twice. And I kind of laughed at her. I said, you've got to be kidding me, because I went through all this trouble to make sure that didn't happen. And she said, well, your name's on a list, so why don't you give me what you gave to Anne Arundel County, and I'll, you know, give it to the people here, and that should take care of that. I said, great. And then I get a call from Dear Bob, and he says, your name is on this list. I said, really? After everything that I've done to prevent this kind of thing, that I see my name listed as potentially committing a crime, that I know there's no proof of, that I know I went out of my way to avoid. Was I mad? Yes, I was mad. But more than anything, I was incredibly disappointed, asking myself, why is this happening in this country now? Never before has this happened. And I was just, I thought to myself, where are the laws that protect those of us who haven't done anything wrong and allow those who want to make up these stories to be able to do that? I don't, it's, you know, again, it is disbelief, it's anger, it's frustration, but mostly for me it's sadness that this is where we're at.
This is Aisha Nasser of Orange County.
I also moved from Montgomery County, Maryland. And I didn't unregister from there because I didn't know that there was something that you were supposed to do, because I figured that, you know, once you register in a new place that you would be unregistered from somewhere else. And it's also not illegal to be registered in more than one place, I don't think, because there's definitely some high-ranking officials who are. some role models. And I don't know. It just – and also my immediate thought was, did they just pull me out because of my name? Like, was I racially profiled? They're like, oh, look at this this Muslim name. Clearly this is someone that people might believe some nefariousness of. But after hearing y'all's names, that's probably not the case. but I don't know. Like, it's just –
You did tell me it made you feel very vulnerable. That was the word.
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel like you go around, you obey the laws, you do all the stuff that you're supposed to, and then some person just randomly, without any burden of proof, can accuse you of breaking the law, and that's just ridiculous.
Next is Betty Adams of Cumberland County.
I just moved here to Fort Bragg. I'm living on post from Seabrook, Maryland. And I received this letter on November the 23rd. And this letter from the North Carolina Cumberland County, the letter was signed on November the 23rd, 2016, stating that my name had been on this protest, which they sent me a copy of. I read it. I was shocked. This coming about me not voting twice,
yeah.
I was literally shocked. I was upset for several days. You know what I mean?
And now we'll hear from Bill and Ann Hughes of Moore County. First from Bill.
I guess I went from, you know, a little confused, not sure what's going on. We hadn't moved for close to 15 years. And I got curious, okay, let me find out what's going on. And the more this has progressed over the last weeks and months, I've gotten to the angry slash irritated stage, especially after seeing the printed material that Bob sent me, the election protest itself, and some of the statements that were made in there. We also moved down here from Maryland last year. The fog of moving has clouded my recollection a little bit, but it was somewhere in the later part of the year. We voted in the Maryland primary, but not in the general election. And we voted in the general election in North Carolina. Got contacted by the board here, probably Glenda Clendenin, the director. But at the time, being in the spasm of moving, I really categorized it more as just some question has arisen about our voting, and I didn't realize until I saw the documentation that Bob shared with me, went on the internet, looked at the lawsuit that's been filed in the western part of the state, as I recall. This is more to me than just a little bureaucratic snafu when you move from one jurisdiction to the other and some board staff saying, let's make sure this person didn't vote twice because they just moved down here from Maryland.
And finally, Ann Hughes.
I was just incredulous when we first got it, and I was shocked and horrified and furious to hear our name had been on a list of people that were alleged to have broken a federal law. We had only been here for a few months, and haven't met a whole lot of people and haven't made real close friends. We've been working on the house. So I was pretty out of touch. We didn't take a newspaper here because we were traveling back and forth from here and to Maryland to get our house ready for sale. And it never occurred to me that something like this, you know, could take place. I love North Carolina, want to make it my home. And I'm hoping that we can meet friends and, you know, make a home here.